Joining us now by phone is Lissa Radke, U.S. Coordinator with the Lake Superior Binational Forum. Lissa joins us from her office at the Sigurd Olson Environmental Institute at Northern College in Ashland, Wisconsin. Hello, Lissa.
Good morning, Marnie. Great to be with you again.
Well, good to have you again. I know you visit us monthly on WTIP, but remind us what the Lake Superior Binational Forum is all about.
Sure. We are a volunteer group of 24 American and Canadians who work together to collect public input from the public about how they want their lake managed. And we give that information to the binational, state, provincial, federal, and tribal governments who actually do manage the lake through a shared management plan. So we also use some information that we get from our governments to help inform and entertain people about the lake so that they feel more interested in wanting to help protect it.
Well, and tell us then, what are some ways people can get involved with your efforts?
Well, we have several different ongoing outreach programs. In July, we have a Lake Superior Day. We have a Lake Superior Friends group called Lake Superior Stewards, where you can tell us at least one thing you're doing to protect the lake, and we'll keep giving you information about issues that you might want to get involved with locally. We have a Facebook page, a very strong website, and throughout the year, we have public meetings where we bring experts to talk about issues, and we encourage people to come and tell us what their concerns are.
Well, I understand, Lissa, that there are several new websites to help learn more about Lake Superior. Can you tell us about those?
Sure. Well, throughout my work, I visit dozens of websites related to Lake Superior issues every month, and I thought I'd tell you some of my favorite sites that have really deepened an appreciation of the natural ecosystems around the lake, or sites that help me understand current issues, or some that are just plain fun and help me appreciate what it's like to live around the lake. So I hope that your listeners find some of them useful, too. And I'll start above the lake, actually. There's two sites that I'd love to go to if I want to hear about strange phenomena or beautiful phenomena that are happening in the sky above Lake Superior. It's offered by NOAA, our National Weather Service, and it gives actually a daily solar geophysical activity report and forecast. It's a long term for saying what's happening in the sky and what can we expect. So, for example, at the Scientific Weather Program at NOAA, you can find when solar explosions or solar flares are happening, and that NOAA site helps forecast where we might see northern lights and when they might happen. So if you're interested in things like meteor showers or solar flares or upcoming storms that are happening, it's a great site to go to. I'm going to post all of these on the forums Facebook page, so just go to Facebook and then look up Lake Superior Binational Forum. We have live links to all of those sites so you can get some more information. And then there's also a local site that takes that NOAA forecast information and interprets it in a local view. So Astro Bob King is a photographer for the Duluth News Tribune, and he has a site that he blogs about space events that are happening over Lake Superior, including northern lights, but he also offers photos and explanations of Milky Way or planetary alignments or what constellations are in the sky over Lake Superior. So you can go to astrobob.areavoices.com and read all about what's happening right here locally in Duluth and up the Minnesota North Shore.
That sounds pretty exciting. And now when we're turning from our, you know, busy outdoor things, we can be spending more time indoors looking at these fascinating sights. And then you have a lot more about just actually the water.
Yes, there's a lot of importance on monitoring the water levels of Lake Superior. That's important to our maritime industry, our recreational boaters, help scientists understand what's happening with fish habitats and shoreline habitats. So I thought I'd bring a website that really helps us explain the differing water levels. And the best one I found that's user-friendly for most of us is on lakesuperior.com. That's the website for the very wonderful award-winning magazine called Lake Superior. So you go to lakesuperior.com and then click on their link to water level reports. And you'll see a chart every week that really highlights all the differences in the water levels based on storms and precipitation and evaporation, and I'll also interpret that chart in a very user-friendly way. For example, they just put out the summary for August water level changes, and it was fascinating to see that we are 6 inches above the long-term average water level for Lake Superior. And the reason that's so important is that we are now at a six-month high, where Lake Superior is higher than its long-term average. There was a 15-year stretch of lake levels being below the long-term average, and now we're in the sixth straight month of above the long-term average. So this is great news for shipping and all of us who recreate on the lake. Water levels are changing rapidly and significantly.
And that is important that we're able to keep track of that. And then there's you also mentioned in your communication with us that you can actually keep track of all the shipping traffic, too.
Well, you know, frankly, I've become a boat nerd after 12 years lurking on Lake Superior issues. It's not a technical term, but it's an expression that's used in the maritime industry that indicates you're pretty much hopelessly addicted to all things boat. So there is a site called boatnerd.com, and it is fascinating if you want to learn more about the shipping industry. There is a beautiful interactive map where you can watch every single freighter, both the salties, those that are coming in from the ocean, and the lakers, those ships that stay only on the Great Lakes. You can click on any little label of a ship on that interactive map and find which boat is going where, what its cargo is, where its destination is, what its port of origin is, who owns the ship, and what the cargo is. So if you're ever curious about what's coming in and out of the port of Duluth, you can go to boatnerd.com. And also duluthboats.com has much more information about history of ships and where they came from, lots and lots of photographs. Really fun if you're also interested in the shipping industry and some of these large vessels that we only really see because we live in this maritime community.
Well, that all sounds really interesting, and we are having to close out this interview, but there is certainly a lake webcam and a new fish cam, and those will be on the website. Is that correct?
I'll put them on Forum's Facebook page. Just go to Facebook.com and then put our name in, Lake Superior by National Forum, and we'll have links to all those sites.
Okay, well, we're talking with Lissa Radke of the Lake Superior Binational Forum. For more information about the forum and issues affecting the Lake Superior Basin, visit superiorforum.org. Thanks for visiting with us today, Lissa.
Great to talk with you, Marnie. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.